Guatemala is still a place with traditional values and traditional problems. The promises of the peace accords of 1996 that followed the more than 30-year civil war were supposed to create a more democratic and egalitarian society. But the laws didn't pass, the government didn't come through with reforms, and little changed. Much of 21st century Guatemala looks a lot like 19th century Guatemala, with indigenous rural farmers eking out a life through subsistence farming, working for large landowners, and unable to properly feed and educate their families. But in places and in small ways, some things may be changing. Victoria Pope is in her early 20s. A project accountant, she works with CCDA, the Farmer Committee of the Highlands, to make sure that their micro-lending serves women as well as men. She's living a life quite different from that of her mother.
Mi madre solo aprendió a leer sin ir a la escuela. Y a nosotros nos dieron la oportunidad de estudiar.
My mother learned to read without going to school, whereas we were given the opportunity to study.
Ella tenía que vender plátanos.
She, in contrast, to help her brothers, had to sell hot cooked bananas that she carried on her head. She is now 54, and this has taken a toll physically. She can't walk much now, all because of the work, the life she lived when she was young, and the nutrition she received.
Y la alimentación que ella tenía.
That Victoria's mother can read at all is a surprise. Two-thirds of indigenous women 18 and older are not literate. For women over 50, that statistic is significantly higher. In this poor country, where historically the government discouraged education for the indigenous people to keep them under the control of the large landowners, education reform is a slow process. But for the generation of indigenous women now in their 50s and 60s, the obstacles to education were tremendous, and they weren't just political or economic.
Mi nombre es Margarita Chojolán. Mi puesto es gerente de capacitación para Centroamérica.
Margarita Chojolán is a tiny woman in her 50s. She dresses in traditional clothes that signal to those who know the customs of dress and Mayan culture that she is from Xela. She's also a senior project manager at Root Capital, a U.S.-based nonprofit social investment fund that aims to grow rural prosperity in places like Guatemala by lending and offering financial training to organizations like CCDA. Margarita oversees a team of financial management consultants, most of whom are men, who work with clients across Central America.
I come from an indigenous family. For me, it was very hard to continue my education because we had very little means. When I was 13, I came home one day and my family said, "You can't go to school anymore." So I went door to door to the stores and got myself a job, and I worked in the store during the day and I studied at night.
It seems improbable that someone like Margarita would advance so far. The middle of three girls in a family of six children, with no encouragement at home, she got herself a university education and did it all very much on her own by staying focused.
I had a goal for myself. I had a goal for my life. And I read everything, and I would always find the word manager. I didn't know what it meant, but I thought, I want to be a manager.
To Margarita, the generation of young women at CCDA are her ideological children. She sees the struggle they've been through, raised under the fear of war, but still facing the fears that women in her country live with, even in times of peace.
We come from a very rigid education system, very vertical, where they tell us that women aren't meant for public spaces, the space that men occupy. Then there's also physical fear, especially if the relationship between the man and the woman is very hard. This fear starts with the man saying things like, "You're not good at this." And we women internalize and begin to believe it ourselves. There is fear, and then sometimes there's physical violence.
According to Human Rights Watch, violence against women is a chronic problem in Guatemala. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights says that in Guatemala, it is now the most reported crime, with more than 40,000 complaints lodged every year. UNICEF reports that on average, two women are killed each day, and the Interpress Agency holds that Guatemala has one of the highest female murder rates in the world. They cite police records showing that in the last decade, 5,200 women died in gender-related violence.
Los hombres, por el machismo que tienen, por el nivel de... y de que como machos...
Men, because of the machismo, They get drunk, and especially in those circumstances, they treat women very badly. This creates a fear in women that won't let them try things, much less leave their communities. We've found communities 20 minutes away from a city where women only speak their rural language and can't communicate in Spanish or do business without asking a man to do it for her. This situation still exists.
Y hacer negocios y no se tienen que pedirle a un hombre que lo haga, ¿verdad? Entonces, esa situación todavía se vive.
To Lesbia Morales, the president of the CCDA, it was clear that one of the biggest differences between her generation and the one before was the number of children women were having.
Yo siento que la cuestión de educación, y es doloroso decirlo, pero no ponerle mucha atención a las religiones.
I think it's a matter of education, and although it pains me to say, not paying too much attention to religions that say, that's the number of children God gave you. Who's going to support them? No one else but mom and dad. No one else is going to come and help. There needs to be a different mindset. Would you rather have two kids you can support and provide with an education, or eight or nine, where only two will have a future?
And sex education is a big part of that.
Growing up, there were conversations you weren't supposed to have, things that were a sin to discuss in front of children. Sexual education did not exist. Many women didn't know how they became pregnant until they became pregnant.
For Margarita, it was something that came up almost every time she went into the field. The women she would meet with, in addition to discussing microcredit, cooperative farming, and soil distribution, wanted to talk about birth control, and she found herself advising them to think about how many children they were going to have and to realize that was a choice they could make.
Los hombres se sienten machos mientras más hijos tengan.
The men feel more macho the more kids they have, and they particularly want boys because that means they have farmhands, and so the women use contraception without letting their husbands know.
A utilizar métodos de... ¿Cómo es? Anticonceptivos, pero muchas veces sin que se den cuenta los hombres.
Margarita remembered seeing the few women at university drop out when they got pregnant. She decided then that she wouldn't get married or have children. She had professional goals for herself, and she didn't think she could do both. She left home at 13 to pursue those goals and made good on them. In doing so, she didn't just change herself and those she met along the way, but the family who she had fought so long ago.
Mi papá tiene 93 años. Entonces ella es una persona que va a ser muy difícil cambiar su pensamiento.
My father is 93, so it's hard for him to change his mind. But it's incredible that he trusts me so much that when decisions have to be made that affect everyone, he says, she gets to decide. I know through my siblings that he's very proud of me and he talks a lot about me. He says, she is the one with character. So I do believe he's changed. He's even concerned that my nieces finish their schooling.
Those nieces will be a part of Guatemala's slowly changing future.
Él inclusive está preocupado de que mis sobrinas sigan estudiando.
I'm Wesley Weisberg.